Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. We're joining you live tonight right here from Bryson City, North Carolina. Glad to have you aboard. We got a great program, part three of the Draco episode that we've been doing for the past two nights here live on WWRB 3.185 around the world. We're glad to have you setting in for part three. Now, call a friend and a neighbor and tell them that we're on the air, and we're delighted to be able to present this to you live tonight right here in fellowship with the saints gathered around, a few that are here tonight with us in Bryson City, North Carolina. Now, tomorrow we'll begin our service around 11 a.m., and we want everybody that's going to attend the festival here at Bryson City to join us here in our Pentecost festival. We're going to have a great time. We're going to sing a little bit, and we're going to dance, and we're going to praise Yahweh, and we're going to preach the gospel, and we're going to witness the things that are necessary for us to be overcomers. You know, to overcome, we've got to have the truth. And the Bible said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, I have never in my life seen such perplexing times that we live in. Our nation, it seems like, is unraveling at the seams. Now, you know, ladies and gentlemen, there is a time that will come when the Bible said they will not endure sound doctrine, but will cast the truth to the ground, and they will practice and they will prosper. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's happening right as we speak. Now, we know also that there seems to be a gradual takeover of man's mind. We've been subliminally indoctrinated with the government platform or the agenda. Every time you sit down in front of a television, every time that you look at the newspaper, and every time that you read a magazine or a book, you are being gradually fed a doctrine of the state. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not only here in America. The worldwide one world order is coming up and will soon be able to reach right where you live. Now, I'd like to give you an indication of why this thing is happening. It's because that the Bible says so. It said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. And it repeated that two more times. So, three times, the woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, because Satan is coming down among you. And, ladies and gentlemen, when Satan comes, he's going to come in peacefully, and he's going to deceive those that dwell upon the earth by the means of the worldwide system of the beast power. And ladies and gentlemen, I just mentioned that the beast power is prevailing now over mankind in such a way that it is beginning to be frightening to behold. We're going to give you the reason why that we think that that's going to happen in part three of the Draco Consolation series that we started, and tell you that the serpent dwells in the heavens. Now, that old serpent, the devil, according to Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, we find that a war happened in the heavens. Now, we don't know when this war happened, but we do know by the book of Matthew that it says that the war was going on when the Messiah indicated that he said, today the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And we know that when he raised Moses and Elijah at the Mount of Transfiguration, that Satan sprung into action in heaven. And the Bible tells us that there was a war over the body of Moses. Satan and his angels fought against Michael and his angels. And the Bible said that Michael prevailed and Satan was cast out of heaven. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible also indicates in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelations that there was a great chain by a mighty angel. Now, this is the war angel Michael and the other angels that fought on the side of Yahweh against Lucifer, Satan, as the second in command power as he began to rebel, and we know why that he did. Let me read you a verse of scripture in the book of Isaiah when we get into the mystery of the coming of Draco, the serpent coming to earth. Did you know that he's bound in a certain place somewhere in the deep, according to the 20th chapter of the book of Revelations? Well, if he's in the deep, that means somewhere in the void of space. Satan and his angels are dwelling and preparing for their advent of coming back to dwell upon planet Earth. Now, the Bible says that Satan's going to come in peacefully. The devil and his angels have prepared the beast and the false prophets around the world to gather the religious people of the earth, and all of the bond and free. And he's going to cause them to bow to him. And I do believe that the New World Order is bringing in the final phase of the great Luciferian plan of Draco. And tonight we're going to prove that. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, the son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? Now, the question is, how did he weaken the nations? Well, we find in the third chapter of the book of Genesis that Satan, the devil, the serpent, as he is depicted and described in this allegorical language of the Bible, it says that the serpent beguiled Eve. Now, what did he do to her? Well, if we go back to Genesis chapter 3 and we really read what happened here in Genesis chapter 3, we're going to find that there was a seed produced by the occasion of the fall. A seed. Now, I'll give it to you right here. Verse 14, and Yahweh said unto the serpent, after Eve said, the serpent beguile me. Now, if you would remove the word serpent and insert a beautiful prince, a dashing, beautiful being. The Bible says in the book of Ezekiel that he was one of the most beautiful of all in the Garden of Eden. Now, why would he be made beautiful? So that he could express himself in such a way that the deception could begin. And we're going to show you that he is a beautiful being. Here we're going to go back to Ezekiel in chapter 28, and we're going to read how that he's so beautiful. We're going to start in verse 12. The Son of Man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say to him, thus saith Yahweh, that sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Every precious stone was your covering. And it goes on to list nine of the precious stones. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. And thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down among the midst of the stones of fire. And thou wast perfect in thy way from the day that thou wast created until iniquity was found in thee. Now, listen to verse 16. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst with violence. Ladies and gentlemen, when this rebellion began to form in Genesis chapter 3, Satan was a fallen archangel when he mated with Eve. He impregnated her with his seed. And therefore, listen now as I read in Genesis chapter 14. And Yahweh said unto the serpent, because that thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and every beast of the field, and upon thy belly thou shalt go, and dust thou shalt eat all the days of your life. Now, that is ambiguous language coded especially for the sake of the revelation that the gospel is hidden to those to whom it is hidden from. Now, verse 15 will plainly tell you, Yahweh said, I will put enmity between you, Satan, and the woman, Satan, and between your seed, Satan. Now, how did Satan get a seed, ladies and gentlemen? If angels are non-seed-bearing beings, why then did Yahweh say that he would put enmity between the seed of the archangel, here Satan, with all of his beauty, and her seed? Why would they war against each other? It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now remember, it was her seed, but it's his seed here that is bruising the heel. But notice, the head of the serpent is going to be bruised. Ladies and gentlemen, the final battle coming to planet Earth, to a location or a neighborhood near you. You must prepare in these last days for the advent of the greatest deception and deceit that the earth and the world has ever known. Have you ever noticed all of the movies and the books that is being written? All the abductions, all of the UFO sightings that's going on around the planet is at an unprecedented rise like it's never been before in this age of communication. Let me show you exactly in verse 17 of Ezekiel 28, and I'll tell you why that the woman fell for the beauty of this majestic angel. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, angels don't marry. Well, that's what Yahweh told them to do, not to marry. But the rebellious ones who sought to have children or seed, beginning with Satan, and the other one-third of the angels rebelled, they began to mate with the daughters of men, and according to the book of Enoch, they begin to have children and offspring that literally brought this earth almost to devastated conditions. There had to be an intervention, divine intervention by Yahweh. Now let me repeat this at this point in our message tonight on Draco the Serpent. Unless Yahweh shortens the days that we live in, there will be no righteous flesh saved. I'll repeat that. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Notice this. In verse 17, thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. You ever notice that Hollywood, and I call it Horrorwood right now, it is the city of the freaks in Los Angeles. You think that's not an appropriate expression for the greatest sin city upon the planet? The seat of the very existence of all of the evil, the movies, the indoctrination, and the ruination of our young children through the things and the filth that they manufacture and dream up. And the Bible said nothing will be restrained from their evil imagination. We have the evilness in commercial advertising. They're always using seductive evil, nakedness, sex, sin, and violence to fill your children's minds to the point that they become so inoculated against righteousness that their hearts become seared and you can't get righteous teaching into your children because the state and Hollywood has stolen our children away from our very homes. Satan has come in and destroyed the fabric of the church, and now he's come in and destroyed the home by splitting the home, taking the leadership of the husband out of the home, mandating a set of evil rules and principles, and giving your government the power to indoctrinate your children at will against your will. Ladies and gentlemen, Satan's heart was lifted up because of his beauty. And this beauty is what smote Eve, because Satan said, wouldn't you like to have a child or an offspring that looks like me? And she said, oh my. And she looked at the tree. This is a code word. Satan was that tree, ladies and gentlemen, of good and evil. Yahweh was the tree of life. She could have chose the tree of life, and she would have been wise to have done so. But the beauty struck Eve in her heart, and Satan was corrupted by his wisdom by reason of his brightness. I will cast thee to the ground, O beautiful prince. Remember Genesis chapter 3, verse 14. I will cast you to the ground, you beautiful angel. I will set a date that I will destroy you, and you will no longer be a being in my kingdom. I will cast you as profane. Ladies and gentlemen, Satan's children, and don't tell me he doesn't have a children force working in the earth right now. Satan is a real being, capable of producing live, living flesh and blood offspring. And his children are working overtime today, and the Bible said these evil kings of the reptilian agenda, the Draco agenda of the snake, preparing his children to destroy the righteous seed. And the war is going on right now as I speak, no longer in heaven and in the heavens and in the worlds, but now has come full force upon planet Earth. Prepare to meet Satan. Everybody is dreaming. These Christians have been so brainwashed by the Judeo-Christian preachers as they teach their brand of religion from the pulpit. Pay, pray, and prosper. And don't worry about the conditions of the world. Take your ease. Prosper in Babylon. And at the proper time, Yahweh will jettison out of here in a rapture. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not true. That is wishful thinking. Thou hast defiled the sanctuary, in verse 18, by the multitude of your iniquities. Ladies and gentlemen, if you think that Los Angeles and Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen, it is filled and so corrupt by the multitude of iniquities because it is the sin capital of the world. Our nation has been taken over by a people that is ruthless, clever, cunning, as the serpents of Genesis 3. These serpents of this age are just as potent and powerful and deceptive as the Satan was in Genesis 3. And then by Genesis 6, ladies and gentlemen, we have the rest of the story. We find that these sons of God, the angels, were marrying daughters of whom they chose, and they themselves joined in the rebellion. Now, no wonder, as Satan was cast out of the heaven, and he's due upon planet Earth at any time. We are coming upon the age of the dawning of Aquarius. In the year of 2012, we will reach the pinnacle, a milestone, if you will, a mile marker to begin the final countdown to Armageddon. Now, what is Armageddon all about? Finally, when Satan comes to the planet, when he invades planet Earth, the Bible said he's going to come in very deceptive. And he, along with the beast and the false prophets, are now conditioning the minds of our children to accept him, even as they accept God in the temple. And Paul spoke of it in Thessalonians, in chapter 2, when he mentioned the fact that the devil will come as a bright one. Well, isn't that how he come to Eve here in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28? Thy brightness, your beauty, you was in the garden of God. In the Garden of Eden, according to Isaiah chapter 14, what revealing, powerful, demonstrating scriptures of what is to be that has already been. We're going right back to the age when these invading serpents from Draco will once again invade the planet. But ladies and gentlemen, instead of coming in warlike, or domineering, they will come in peacefully and obtain the kingdom by deceiving the very elect. Now let me show you something here. The Bible says that Satan himself is a shining light and that he is endeavoring to bring about the deception of the ages, and that time is almost at the critical stage of that development. Let me tell you this. Did you know that the Bible will tell you and reveal prophetic terms that Satan himself, who is going to appear upon the earth, knowing that he has but a short time to reign over earth and the world that exists in our time realm. Now, notice this in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 31. We're going to begin in verse 7. Thus, Satan, you were fair in your greatness. Oh, fair speeches and enticing words. He's trained his prophets well, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. He says that Satan's prophets have transfigured themselves into angels of light. Can you see that? Right now, ladies and gentlemen, in flesh and blood beings in the pulpits and in the halls of Congress. Oh, you say, well, I haven't seen a devil in Congress. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now being exposed to the greatest onslaught against our constitutional rights and the laws of our Constitution and our founding fathers. Those laws are being mutated and devastated, destroyed right under our nose and right under our feet with a socialist agenda by a stranger that has come in and we've elected, or at least that's what we think. But as the old master of deception himself, Joseph Stalin, said when he was warned and talked about the capitalist state of the West, that we elect our leaders, and the Russians were actually demigods, if you were, Satan in the person of Joseph Stalin. And they said, look at the West, we elect our leaders, it's a free society. And Mr. Stalin said, it is not those that vote to put these men over you, but it is he who counts the votes. Have you ever wondered, voting on an electronic machine now, that these machines can be programmed to give the figures of the programmers? Just like our children have been programmed and conditioned with the mind hypnotic trances of these evil powers which seem good. The Bible said there is a way that seemeth right, and the end thereof is death. Here it is in verse 8. The cedars in the garden of God could not hide Satan. Now the cedars are the other angels as trees. But none stood out like this beautiful, handsome, dashing prince, the brightest and the fairest and the most beautiful of all of the angels that came to Eve, the mother of the house of Israel, and sowed the tares among the precious blood offspring of Adam, who was himself a son of Yahweh. Now can you see the war? We are in a genetic struggle. This is the war, ladies and gentlemen, that is going on right now. Our Supreme Court is being loaded with liberal-minded communists of the socialist state to give an indication that this is the way that the people of the United States wants to be governed. And ladies and gentlemen, but I don't know about you, but all of you that went to the poll and voted, and you voted for the other guy, it is for sure that that vote didn't count. But what if the other guy had have won? Would there have been anything changed? And the answer that I have emphatically is no. Remember Joseph Stalin? It doesn't matter who votes. The only thing that matters is the people that's running our world behind these shadow governments. And the Bible said the kings of the earth shall go forth and gather all of the nations together. Now we just had the G8 summit. And that G8 summit was introduced a world coin for the governments of the world who had gathered there, which control all of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, you take the leaders of all the nations, there's none different, they're all in this agenda to bring in a one world unified government to rule over the people, so that when Satan comes with his angels, and they're going to come in bringing miracles and signs and wonders and a wondrous revelation. That's why that they're getting the nations of the world bankrupt. Ladies and gentlemen, they don't have to do this. All the nations could continue without any money. Money is just pieces of paper. True wealth and true money is silver and gold. Yet that's been hoarded up by the rich who have printed money to deceive us, to give us all of the silver and gold and put it into the coffers. Remember in World War II? What happened? When the mandate was put forth to gather all of the gold and the silver and to put it in the treasury of the United States of America. And they bought up the gold at 33% of its net worth at that time. And now we have been traded filthy lucre, worthless FRNs to carry around and to lust for and to work for, because the love of money is the root of all evil. Who brought this divine plan in? Was it written on the timeline in the Draco Constellation by these wise serpent masters who is now ruling the earth with a rod of iron? All of the kings of the earth. There's no good kings anymore. They're all filthy. They're all polluted. And they're all working for an agenda of the serpent of Genesis chapter 3. All of these things, ladies and gentlemen, will come upon this generation. Notice, the cedars in the garden of God could not hide him. The fir trees were not like his vaults, and the chestnut tree was not like his branches. Nor any tree in the garden of God was likened unto this beautiful prince of brightness and beauty. What have we got coming out of Hollywood? Hollywood's all about beautiful people. Where do you think they come from? You see, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh doesn't look on people in the outward. That's what Satan does. And that's why that people are attracted to beautiful people. That's why we idolize Hollywood and the stars. Ladies and gentlemen, there is as much evil and corruption and filth and perversion that comes out of the filth houses of Hollywood. You would wonder why that a merciful, long-suffering God would permit these atrocities and deception and deceit and these murders and these envies and this lusting and the sin of these people that are now ruling the earth. You wonder why would let it. But let it be known that there is a day in the heavens. Coming soon will be Satan and his angels. And I've warned you about this repeatedly. Because Satan, as in the beauty of the garden of God, began to lay a Babylonian plan. And in the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis, it is executed by Nimrod, the first master hypnotist and controller of the world governments. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a modern society where communication is instant around the world, and we're seeing the formation of the beast power of the last days of the prophetic word of Yahweh. Verse 9, I have made him fair by the multitude of his branches, so that all the trees of Eden... Now, you think that these were just natural pear trees and apple trees? Do you really think that Eve reached up on a natural tree and pulled off an apple, a golden, delicious apple, and ate that, and Yahweh was mad at her for her sin because she ate something off of a tree? Ladies and gentlemen, the fruit of the tree is fruit from the womb. A man is a tree. He has the seed within himself to bear children in his likeness. Satan had within his makeup, he had the ability to impregnate a woman. And he left his seed in her womb to germinate. Once this happened, ladies and gentlemen, and the other seed that was put in her womb was actually the seed of Yahweh. It wasn't Adam. She was already pregnant with two seeds before Adam ever knew her. This is the prototype of the future existence of all of the spirit beings in the heavens. They had to come through the flesh womb. But in doing so, when Satan got the prototype, Yahweh had to curse the vehicle of entrance into the planet, so that flesh and blood could not escape this earth to dwell again in the heavens. Because I'm going to show you what he said he would do, as he is actually trying to bring his seed, as it's mentioned in the Bible. Let me turn back to, if you will, let me turn back to the book of Isaiah, and we'll go there for just a moment, and I will bring you up to speed with what time we've got left. And it's always not enough time, ladies and gentlemen, for us to present these messages that we could expound on in a class. We could teach this class for a year and the half wouldn't be told. Again, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13. Verse 12, I just read you, how that fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, how thou hast weakened the nation. He weakened the nation, or the seed offspring, by planting his seed and having it death pronounced upon it. Now notice this, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend unto heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. And I will be like the Most High. But listen what Yahweh responded in verse 15. Yet you who has ascended into the heavens, where you have exalted your throne above the stars of God. He wanted to rule over all the angels. in the side to the north. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell. And you know what the Bible said? It says all nations will be turned into hell that forget Yahweh. And ladies and gentlemen, if there's ever a time for you to consider the last days, it is now. Isaiah 13, verse 10. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. You see, ladies and gentlemen, though Satan is a bright light, and he's coming in to deceive the whole world, he's coming in to bring deception royal. And the Bible said he would deceive the very elect. The stars of heaven and the constellation of Draco, where we begin our series in part one, the Draconians are here now in living flesh bodies. And soon the master deceptor, Satan, will come from the heavens. And the Bible says that every knee will bow to him whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So then, the consolation of Draco, you would be well served to really take a look at the mysteries of the painted images of the consolations given to you by the Heavenly Father, the Master Painter of Time. It is one of the most revealing and intoxicating messages that will ever enter your heart. If you would just study the heavens and look up into the consolations where Yahweh says, the sun shall be darkened. Remember the day of his wrath? Remember the coming age when the sun will not give its light, and his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. We are coming upon the age of the time of the greatest spiritual, this is significant and symbolic, that the sun representing the gospel and the moon representing the commandments to keep it by. Because why call me Yahweh? If I've given you the truth, if I've given you the covenant of one Yahweh, and thou shalt worship him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and the fourth commandment to remember his Sabbath and appointed times, if you will not obey that, he said, I will punish the world for their evil. And here's what he says. I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and the wicked for their iniquity. I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make man more precious than fine gold. Did you know the Bible says that when he comes back, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man, that they did eat, and they did drink, and they were merry, and they were marrying. Now the question is, who were they married? You know, it's not against any law in any country that I know of for people to marry and to mate and to bring forth children and to produce. That was Yahweh's divine covenant law, to be fruitful and to multiply. But who was marrying, and why was the forbidding of the marrying? The Bible says that in Genesis chapter 6, notice as I go there, to close out this series for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, live around the world on WWRB 3.185, we're going to talk to you a little bit in the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis to show you what is going to prevail in the last days. Remember that the Messiah warned us, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. We are now coming up on 7 billion people known on the planet. Genesis chapter 6, verse 1. And it came to pass that when men began to multiply upon the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of Yahweh saw the daughters of men. Here is where they went wrong. This is the second rebellion. The first rebellion was Satan when he mated with Eve. And he began to bring a family in the earth, flesh and blood, descendants of his own blood. And they were called the Cainites. Ladies and gentlemen, these Cainites have never, never been eradicated from the earth. They are still here today, and they are here in the form of righteousness. They appear unto you righteous. They claim to even be God's chosen people, and the people of the earth, mostly the Christian, have gave them the distinction of being God's chosen people because they claim to be an ethnic group that came from this progeny. Notice this. The sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives. Now listen, these are angels, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, the New World Translation publishes this. When evil beings from the spirit world saw the daughters of men, they took them wives of which they chose. These evil ones are the fallen ones, and the Bible's trying to get you to see this. It's trying to get you to understand and comprehend what is going to be in the last days as it was in the days of Noah. Notice what he said here. Verse 3, and Yahweh said, right after these sons of Yahweh begin to marry the daughters, Yahweh said in the third verse of Genesis chapter 6, my spirit shall not always strive with man, but for he is also flesh. In other words, the spirit beings begin to mesh with flesh and become flesh and blood beings upon the earth. And yet his days shall be 120 years. Then there were giants in the earth in those days. Now, where did these giants come from? By the mating and the union of these demonic fallen angels who were rebellious, and they broke the ranks and began to marry, and Yahweh had told them not to marry. They defiled the laws of Yahweh, and from since there has been an ensuing war going on, and here it is. And the Bible says in the earth in those days, and after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children unto them, the same became mighty men which were of old. These had enormous lifespan. The earth going back to millions and millions of years of time, and man has been here doing these things, as we know, because they were men of renown. Verse 5, and I'll close out this part, this segment of our message to you on the consolation of the Draconians and their agenda, which fits right into the Rothschild agenda. These are the wise serpent masters that are mastering humanity and the earth. They rule with power. How did they get this rule? Satan gave them the power to rule. He offered it to your Messiah creator, and he turned it down. And Yahweh saw the wickedness of man, and that it was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart began to become evil continuously. And it repented Yahweh that he had made man upon the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. I want to ask you a sincere question tonight. Do you believe that the heart of our Creator is grieved, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man? And when Yahweh's heart gets grieved and it gets heavy burdened, And this is going to be the final battle of that grief period of the Creator. Verse 7. And Yahweh said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and fowls of the air, for it repents me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. How much grace did Noah get? A seedsake was saved, because, ladies and gentlemen, it is plain and simple here. The wicked had multiplied under the tutorship of Satan and the angels. They began to get a dominant bloodline in the earth. Does that bloodline still exist tonight? And the answer unequivocally is yes. And why does it exist? Because Satan, the master craftsman of deception, has come in and he's deceived the very elect and now the bleeding heart of the Creator, the grieving heart of the Creator in this last day is calling before the last end time. The time of the end has come up in his face. When we see the nations gathered together, when we see the powers of the Luciferian, reptilian, draconian agenda now presented itself upon the earth in the form of a rulership of a combination of United Nations around the world using a currency of oneness, using textbooks of oneness, no more separateness, no more individualities of race or ethnic groups. They're going to mingle themselves together until they destroy the very seed of God. Listen, the Bible says that there was 8 souls present in the preservation of Yahweh. 8 souls. Noah, his wife, their 3 sons, and their 3 wives were perfect in that wicked generation. And for a seed's sake, had it not been for Noah, Yahweh's children from Adam would have all been completely annihilated and destroyed by the mixing and the mingling and the perversion and the deception and the indoctrination of the communication ability of the snake and the charming ways that he has, which seems right even to the righteous who have fallen into his beautiful trap that he set for the remnant of Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've got my message tonight, part 3 of the reptilian agenda of the draconians of the constellation of Draco. They are now coming to earth. The heavens are going to loose them completely, and Satan and his angels are coming back for a short stay. They're going to gather together all of the sons of men upon the earth, and everybody upon the earth will worship him and them, the governments, and the world system and religious body. They will worship this dragon and his power, except those who have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Make sure, neighbor, that you've made peace with the Creator. Tonight, if you'd like to write me, it's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, you can call me at area code 423-626-2487. 2172. Of course, I'm out of town. Leave a message, and we will get back with you as soon as possible. If you'd like to have this series in its completeness, 3 hours of the Draconian agenda of the consolation of Draco, where Satan dwells in the heavens, his hiding place is being exposed. Ladies and gentlemen, and we know that the planet is fast approaching Earth, and that Satan and his angels are on board, and that they'll now land their starcraft, this magnificent species in the heavens, who will deceive the very elect by Satan coming in, even as your Lord and Savior. He's coming in, and he's going to take captive those who are not in the Lamb's Book of Life. Get ready. Stand up for Yahweh, because he laid down his life for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that tomorrow we're going to be here in fellowship in Andrews or in Bryson City, North Carolina. We are just actually east of Andrews, North Carolina. If you can find it on the map, we're in Bryson City. You can call Pastor Buddy tonight on his cell phone, which is 423-259-0606, if you'd like to have direction. We'll see you next, well, that's tomorrow night, next Saturday's night. That's tomorrow night. We'll see you tomorrow night around the world again with a live broadcast here from Bryson City, North Carolina. And all the brothers and sisters will be gathered around here, and we'll let them leave a testimony with you tomorrow night here in our celebration of Pentecost coming up this next week. We are just here in a weekend getaway to just do a preliminary celebration here at the altar here in Bryson City, North Carolina. We love you very much. We appreciate you, and we want you to keep pressing toward the mark and the high calling which is in our Heavenly Father, Yahweh. Now, again, tomorrow night, live around the world on WWRB, we're also being simulcast, and we're being transcribed through Internet on WWRB Internet facilities right out of here in Central Tennessee. We're live. If you would like to join us tomorrow night, don't want you to miss it. Join us tomorrow night here around the world on WWRB on 3.185, and also on our new channel, we will be on 5.050 tomorrow night. So you can pick us up tomorrow night live on 5050. Maybe that reception could come in better in your area, especially going southwest. If your transmitter is pointed at that direction and your station and you're somewhere in the southwest area, 5050 should come in much better. So we'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We got an early starting time tomorrow night. We'll see you at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Yahweh's richest blessings be with you until we see you then. And until then, keep the faith and watch the fallen serpent. Yahweh bless you. Shalom.